Empathic citizenship I view as an invitation to personal individuation, collective differentiation, and towards an experience of our shared humanity. I want to begin with just a little bit of poetry to kind of take us out of the busy streets of Chicago and bring us into the room. This is by Allen Ginsberg. The weight of the world is love. Under the burden of solitude, under the burden of dissatisfaction, the weight we carry is love. And then The Real Work by Wendell Berry. It may be that when we no longer know what to do, we have come to our real work. And that when we no longer know which way to go, we have come to our real journey. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. The impeded stream is the one that sings. So we may begin by asking, what is empathic citizenship and why now? This seminar is one possible response to the inner and outer socio-political, environmental ruptures and neuroses we are experiencing on local, national, and global scales like never before, but through an archetypal Jungian lens. The themes touched on today will mirror and amplify those of my companion seminars in this series, while also, I hope, provoking your own thoughts and associations around the topic. And just like my previous seminar last year on becoming other, this topic is an iteration of becoming comfortable with dwelling in those in-between states, with welcoming and surrendering to the tension of not knowing, even though those around us might be in the grip of a fear or money complex, a power complex, an us versus them complex, whatever it might be. The news that scientists say what we ascribe as reality is 80% perception and 20% fact is both encouraging but also lays our steep groundwork ahead. So let's begin by defining empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, to relate vicariously as if one has experienced another's feelings yourself. It tends to be used just for feelings, whereas compassion encompasses both the feelings of another and the action or desire that stems from that feeling. So it derives from the Greek empatheia, literally passion, em and pathos, with feeling, versus sympathy, which means feelings of pity and sorrow for someone's misfortune. So I want to mention the five common misunderstandings about empathy. One, empathy's hard, and we're already overwhelmed and overworked. So while empathy may seem difficult and unpleasant when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable and open to it, in fact, empathy is a natural part of who we are as humans. Our brains are hardwired to respond to others' experiences, both physical and emotional, through the activation of mirror neurons. While some of us may have a greater or lesser aptitude for empathy, we're all capable of cultivating it. Two, having empathy for someone means taking on their emotional energy. And you don't want to invite that. Well, many sensitive people do feel overwhelmed when they empathize with another. However, this doesn't have to be the case, even for the extremely porous empath. Remembering to stay within our own experience, observing from our own perspective, allows us to notice that we're empathizing with that person over there, rather than feeling something here within us. Three, having empathy for someone or animal or tragedy is weak, and no one wants to be perceived as weak. Empathy is actually one of the most powerful tools for creating connection, building trust, and effectively navigating the many challenges in your workplace as well as life. Bottom line, empathy is a strength, not a weakness. 4, empathy is inappropriate in the workplace, and you don't want to be perceived as a softie or a pushover. So while emotion needs to be consciously managed and not manipulated in any professional situation, the capacity to discern when to offer empathy with a client or a colleague is an enormous asset to build shared meaning, create community, and negotiate from a position of kindness and connectivity. 5, having empathy for someone means automatically agreeing with them, and you don't want to surrender your autonomy or be perceived as a lightweight. In fact, when you're able to provide true understanding towards another's perspective, whether it's what they want, why they want it, and how they feel about it, it expands your capacity to make a case for your own dreams and goals and desires. Then you are also extending an empathetic bridge towards helping them feel supported in a shared energy field of mutual empathy, which can be far more productive on both sides in terms of building a container of safety, trust, and productive collaboration. That said, empathy for ourselves and others remains a challenging teacher for the survivor mode, impatient, judging, ego side of us, particularly when it comes to the area of citizenship or civics, what I call a new era of global humanity consciousness.